Bruce, how have you been able to stay ready in case your name's been called like it has been the last couple of weeks?
I think it's just treating every week as if I'm going to play. You know, putting in the same preparation. You know, whether I'm going to be a backup that week or whether I know I'm starting, you know, my preparation's been the same. My practices have been the same. So, you know, that's how I've stayed ready through it all, whether or not I'm going to play or not, you know.
Do you know if you're going to play some this week? Or?
We'll see. We're trying to put out our best 5-0 line, rotating some guys day by day with some guys. So we'll see what will happen this coming Saturday.
Aaron talked about the fact they've worked you in at center to get snaps. And have you ever been a center at any point in your life?
Maybe a little bit in high school, you know, at South Summit. But I mostly played tackle. I was probably just like backup center, if I remember right. So a little bit of center, but yeah.
Is there a learning curve to getting it? Because you got to make calls, obviously.
Right.
And everything. You feel like you can do that if called upon?
Yeah, we got some great older O-linemen standing around that can help you out with the calls and the IDs and protections and everything. And then it is different. I mean, that first step, you got your hand between your legs when you need it on the guy you're trying to hit. So that makes it a little more difficult, trying to play with just one hand. But, no, just really good teammates around you to help you figure things out if you need help.
Has that transition been difficult from D-line to O-line? When did you kind of make that?
So the transition originally happened this spring. Jay Hill called me into his office and we met. And he, you know, summarized up the conversation. He told me, I think you'd make a better offensive lineman than a defensive lineman, but we love you on the D-line. Met with Coach Woods. And so this spring is when I made the transition to O-line. And it's helped that I've played it in high school a little bit. And then, you know, I think there's a lot of carryover. Footwork's a little different, but being really strong has helped me transition to offensive line for sure.
What was the hardest part about transitioning from offense to defense, from defense to offense?
Yeah, I think this is no offense to all my defensive line teammates, but you got to think a lot more on the offensive line. It's not so much just following a gap or whatnot, but you know, you gotta figure out who you're blocking, and sometimes that changes. You gotta see blitzes and protection. So it's definitely a lot more mental of a game on the offensive line as compared to defensive line, but.
Coming from Camas, do you take pride in being kind of a small town guy that made it kind of on the big stage?
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of us on this team. You know, Jake Eichhorn, he's from Beaver. Blake Mangelson, Jewab. Yeah. We got some small town guys, and we try to stay together. But yeah, there's definitely some pride to be able to make it from a 2A high school to playing a Division I football for sure.
Coming out of high school, did you have a lot of offers or kind of?
What BYU was it. Yeah, they offered me, and I didn't think I was going to do much better, so I committed. Uh-huh. Felt pretty lucky.
Were you a BYU guy growing
Definitely,
up?
Definitely, yeah. I was a BYU fan. I remember coming to games with my mom growing up. And now we're here. It's so surreal to be playing, you know, in that stadium that I went to growing up. And yeah, it's an awesome experience to be here.
So you grew up coming to the stadium. We were talking to Crew Wakely yesterday, and he said that when he was not playing at BYU, people told him, like, come in and play at LaBelle. You had to experience it to really understand what it's all about.
Right.
You've sat in the stands, but now you've also been on the field. How big of a difference is it?
It's hard to explain, like, what you're feeling out there. You can't even hear yourself think. It's so loud. And I don't think I'm going to answer your question very well, but it's an awesome experience just to go out there, play in front of like such dedicated fans. Because we played in big stadiums that hold more than LaVell Edwards, but there's nothing like 60,000 people that are all screaming. You know, that's hard to beat, and that's what you get at LaVell. So it's a fun time.
You guys good?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Perfect.
Bruce is loose.
Yep. Big Bruce is done.